Our Father in heaven, we come before you this evening. Again, thank you for the wonderful plan of the Passover and the night to be much observed, and then the days of unleavened bread that we've just finished. And Father, we anticipate now the next step in your plan of the Feast of First Fruits or the Feast of Pentecost. Looking forward to that. And so we just pray that you'll be here this evening as we begin a new series on the minor prophets, or as I call them, the not-so-minor prophets. We're going to go through an overview of that tonight and then through each of the books over the next probably 30 to 35 sessions. So we just pray your inspiration, your help, your guidance, that your spirit would permeate our hearts and minds. Father, help us to be teachable, to listen, and to learn from your word and your spirit, to yield to that. So we thank you now. We ask your presence. We pray you'll bless the connection for those that are connected and also from here. We just thank you, Father, for the technology we have. So we ask this, we praise you and love you and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so tonight we are going to begin a new series for Bible Basics. We finished the book of James, and I've mentioned this during the announcements and on the Sabbath, but the 14 segments and the introduction for the book of James are on the CGM website in MP3 form. So they can be downloaded and listened to. You can go back and keep replaying and listen to them if you'd like. And so those are available. First of all, I want to make a suggestion. I hope you all can see me well. And I guess somebody needs to say, start your video. I forget. I get yakking. I have to assign Bruce to that. Bruce is my technical guy. He tells me you stopped here and you did this. He keeps track of me. So maybe you can remind me, Bruce, to turn my video on. Not now, obviously, but in future reference, I'm sure I'll do it. I hope you all can see this book. Can you all see this? Okay. This is the 12 Minor Prophets by George L. Robinson. Interestingly enough, it was written in 1983. So it was quite new. The copyright originally was 1926 and then 1978, but actually the fourth printing was in January of 1984. I'm sorry. But I went on Amazon. This is interesting. The price on the back when I bought it, and I bought it back, when did I buy it? In the spring of 1984, it was $5.95. I went on Amazon, and you can get it, a used copy, paperback, in good condition for $6.98. So it's one of the few things that hasn't gone astronomically berserk with price increase. But I strongly suggest as we go through this, you can get it and have it by next week to order this book. So you can read ahead. It will help you understand some of the things I'm going to be going through. Again, Eric was gone. The 12 Minor Prophets by George L. Robinson. So if you can get that book, good. It'd be a good one to have to your library. If you don't want any more books, then don't buy it. But you might be asking a lot of questions. Like, well, what about that? What's this? And what about that? Who fell off? Somebody dropped off. Okay. I don't know who it was, but hopefully it wasn't. Oh, maybe it was Joe Myers dropped off because he got in the boonies. Okay, so have any of you ever studied in detail, personally, the 12 or the books of the Bible that contain the 12 minor prophets? Because if you have, I'm going to have you teach the class because I need a break. So who's volunteering? Man, everybody disappeared all of a sudden. Okay. It's a fascinating, fascinating study, because what's commonly known as the Minor Prophets is a collection of writings in the Old Testament from 12 different men inspired, I believe, by God. I believe the entire Bible was inspired. It is God-breathed. Now, the Minor Prophets, I could give them to you in alphabetical order, but when I do that, people get confused. So I'm going to go through quickly and tell you the 12 Minor Prophets, and I'm going to give you a little jingle to sing later on how to remember those in order. Because a lot of times I say, let's go to Obadiah, and people in the congregation look at me like I have four heads. And then I say, well, it goes Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah. Then they can follow in the Minor Prophets. Or I say, going backwards, Habakkuk, Nahum, Micah, and then Obadiah. One way to stimulate your mind, you could go back in the book of Revelation and go backwards and try to remember all the books. Anybody ever try to do that? Or you could go from the Old Testament. You can go what? Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, Habakkuk, Nahum, Micah, Jonah, Obadiah, Amos, Joel, Hosea, and then just keep going. And so, but the 12 books of the Bible, it's Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They are some of the least studied by Christians today, but they contain a plethora of some fantastic, great themes of Scripture, such as God's mercy and judgment, his covenant with Israel, the day of the Lord, and the coming of the Messiah. I thought about having every 10 lessons an exam. And I may do that. But then the problem would be if folks didn't connect, they might not listen to the recording, and then they're not going to want to take the test. So I'll think about that. I think it would be helpful to do that, to kind of get a feel to see if what we're covering is helpful or not. So it's a collection of writings in the Old Testament from 12 different men. The books of these prophets, if you will, are considered minor. Why? Because they're not important? Absolutely not. It's since each is much shorter than the writings of the major prophets, which would be what? Anybody know who the major prophets are?
Okay. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel.
Okay, thank you, Gail. Isaiah, okay, without looking on your cheat sheet, how many chapters are in the major prophet Isaiah? It's two-thirds of the beast, I'll tell you that.
66.
Right, there's 66. Jeremiah then has how many? Kathy's age.
50-something.
67?
No, 52.
I'm not 52.
I was trying to
You
be
sold
funny.
Out all the books, Scott.
Huh?
You sold out all the books on Amazon. They're gone.
Did I? They're gone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're gone. I had to buy a used one.
Well, I wanted you to get a used one.
I just ordered the last one.
See, I knew somebody on here stole it from me.
It was me. Sorry.
All right.
That's okay. I got one. What about this one, Scott? Have you ever looked at this one?
The one Kathy's, I can't see it real well, but I'm sure if you have it, it's perfect.
Is that the 12 minor prophets?
Yeah.
All prophets.
I've got that one too. That's okay. All right. So then, Jeremiah. Okay, Isaiah has 66. Jeremiah 52. And here comes somebody a little late. All right. Yep. Ezekiel then has 48 chapters. So the longest minor prophet books are, this I'm just going to tell you rather than ask, Hosea and Zechariah, with each having 14 chapters. The shortest prophetic book in the series is Obadiah, with only one chapter, followed by Haggai, which has only two. Someone mentioned one time years ago, the book of Daniel, and I said it contains important prophecies from Daniel's time to the end of the age and Christ's return. It's not included as part of the writings of the minor prophets. Why? Because Daniel wrote in Babylon during the Jews' 70-year exile. So, I'm going to give you some dates. And for those of you that are exact people, I will say these are approximate. And I did a search a few weeks ago. I found 15 different dates for every date that I'm going to give you. One had 16. So people are all over the map, and they had their explanations. These are what I believe are closest to be the most accurate, but I am fallible. I guarantee if you know me, you can agree with that. But the minor prophets were written, again, approximately, because what I don't want is somebody saying, no, you're off by 2 years. And you always get somebody that does that. Usually it's after they go back and listen to the recording and pick it apart, and then they send you an email and show you all the places that they disagree with you. And sometimes I'll get into a discussion, but not very often. So approximately 800 to 400 BC. Again, we're going to go through a quick overview. I've got to move quickly or I'll never get through this tonight. And if we take two segments, that's okay. The 8th and 7th century, or centuries, were known for the Assyrian. You may remember that name. That's when Hosea, Amos, Jonah, Micah, and Nahum. 625 to 587 BC, again, approximate, was the Babylonian, where Habakkuk, it's not Habakkuk or Habaduk or whatever you want, it's Habakkuk and Zephaniah. And then 538 to 458 BC was the Persian, the restoration part, which is Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Okay. I heard somebody, so I'm going to mute you, Gail. I just muted you. Okay. It sounded like somebody sneezed, but all right. Amos is the oldest at approximately 760. Only three of the minor prophets were of the northern kingdom: Hosea, Amos, and Jonah. The rest were to the southern kingdom of Judah. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20, if you would, with me. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20, where it says what? We know this scripture. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We have a song in one of the hymnals. I laugh at it because it says the church's one foundation is the prophets and the law. And it's just because of the wording of it. It's supposed to be funny, bombed, obviously. But the church is built upon the foundation of what? The prophets and the apostles, but of the prophets as well. In Romans chapter 15, let's go there. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. Whatsoever things were written in the Old Testament aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So when we go through the minor prophets, the idea is to learn from what took place. Sadly, since most of Christianity has no clue who the minor prophets are, what they are, they don't learn anything from it. Not that they would learn anything anyway, the majority. These prophets mostly deal with the day of the Lord, but they end up giving hope, not just doom and gloom. Way too many people and ministers in the church have used the minor prophets to beat over people's heads and to beat them down and doom and gloom and despair. They would have made a great hee-haw song. But they don't. They end up giving hope, not just gloom. And I've got a friend that really likes the book of Haggai, and he may listen to this. And he explains what all that means. And the more I heard him say that, the more I thought I got to go back and study it. So I ended up about a year or two ago giving a sermon on Haggai. It's very encouraging. It's not what I get, what he gets from it. And I'm not saying he's wrong completely at all. But I don't get that when you read the minor prophets, and we're going to go through them in great detail. They end up giving hope, not just gloom and doom and correction and chastisement and beat everybody up and just beat them to a pulp. And unfortunately, at times over the years, the church has been very good at that. The ministry has been very good at just beating brethren up. And God's not like that. We get correction, but he doesn't stay that way. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, and verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. So a prophet speaks under inspiration. A prophet foretold future events. In verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So if we're followers of God, in Jesus Christ and God the Father, these minor prophets, it's why I say they're not so minor. Far from it. What I would like to do for those of you that have been able to get a copy of the book is, as we go through the overview, I would like you to start by reading the chapter on Hosea for next time in case we get there. We may not. I'll see if I can talk quickly enough, which I've been known to talk quickly. If I have to talk quickly, I could do like the advertisements at the end of a Verizon commercial where you hear all the blah, 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 blah. There are at least six times that Christ is mentioned in the minor prophets. There's a theme that I gather from the book is that a prophet's life is not easy. Ever. It's not. And I can say this. This is going to sound like I'm whining, but I'm not. A minister's life that truly tries to serve God's children and follow him is not easy. If you find a pastor or a minister that says he loves his, everything's just great, he never has any challenges, just great, he loves the job, he's not working hard, he's not doing his job. 1 Kings, I want to give a quick background on the minor prophets again as we go through. In 2 Kings chapter 14, I'll just refer it to you, in verse 20... In 2 Kings chapter 14 and verse 23 on, and with Ezra and Nehemiah, gives you a pretty good background of the minor prophets. So let me give you some dates to consider. Again, please don't try to write all this down like a speed person. You can go back and listen to the recording and stop it if you want to. But the fall of Israel to the Assyrians was in 721 BC. In 612 BC was the fall of Nineveh. 597, if you remember, Jerusalem fell, or Jerusalem falls. In 586, the destruction of Jerusalem. 539, the Persian period. Again, I'm giving an overview of the minor prophets. 536, the decree of the return of the Jews. 516 BC, the second temple was completed. And then 457 was the return led by Ezra. Now, how do you remember the minor prophets? Because some of you say, man, to try to remember 12 books, I can't even remember. For those of you that have ever kept Christmas, do you know the 12 days of Christmas? And four quacking ducks, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. I don't know what all the stuff that went on with it. But one of the ways you can remember, again, the minor prophets, which are what? Okay, we'll go through them again. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. One of the ways, there's a little jingle you can remember the first eight. And that's this. Hosea jumped almost over Jonah's mother's neighbor's house. You take the first letter of each word. Hosea jumped almost over Jonah's mother's neighbor's house, and then his neighbor's house was right next door to Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So if you go through, it's a little jingle, you can sing it. You know, it's interesting, you go through the Proverbs and the Psalms, mostly the Psalms do this, of ascent. A lot of them were written to music. I've mentioned this before, and Clark knew Dwight Armstrong, I think, and you can sing his songs out of that he wrote that still are around, and when you're reading through, you can't help but that music being in the back of your head. So for Joel and Obadiah, the time periods are not specifically known. But here I'm going to give you the time periods approximately when they were written and what the theme was. Hosea, first book, 753 to 722 was written. The theme was the love of God for a sinful, rebellious nation. That's Hosea. We'll be going hopefully through that next time in detail. I'll take a few times on that. But then there was Joel, 700 to 400, the day of the Lord, the coming judgment. That's Joel. And then Amos, 760 to 750 BC, pleading for judgment. Was a very wealthy time period. Then to Obadiah. Okay, then to Obadiah. 800 to 450, it was written to Edom. The burden upon Edom, also again, day of the Lord. It's the shortest book of the Old Testament. You all know who the shortest person in the Bible was, right? You all remember that? Bildad the Shuhite stood on his watch. A little bit taller than Kathy. Myers? No. Bad. Okay. What is it? Anthony Kimmins calls her little bit. I think he calls you little bit. Yeah. So I can't call you that. But anyway, this is the shortest book of the Old Testament. Obadiah, I've never seen it quoted in the New Testament, which is kind of strange, but I've never seen it quoted in the New Testament. Then we move to Jonah, 780 to 750 BC, written to the Gentiles or the nations by a prophet of Israel. the theme, Repentance and Compassion to Nineveh. And then we go to Micah, 735 to 715, Israel's sin. It was prophesying of a beautiful kingdom to come. And then Nahum, written to Nineveh, 633 to 612. It was a prophecy against Nineveh. Anybody remember a famous person that interacted with Nineveh?
Jonah.
Yeah. Yep. Ended up getting swallowed by a big fish. That must have been fun. Then we go to Habakkuk. Again, I'm rushing through this because I have other comments I want to make, but Habakkuk was 607 to 597 BC. It was foretelling the downfall of the Chaldeans and the Babylonians. Anybody remember who said, those who forget history are destined to repeat it? I'll give you a hint. His name sounds like a band.
Santayana.
George Santayana. Yeah, not Santana. That's a band. But then Zephaniah. Again, we're just doing a quick overview. 621 BC, Zephaniah was warning of disaster to Judah. He also talked about the day of the Lord and the millennium, that there would be a pure language. Let's just sneak over there for a minute. Let's go to Zephaniah. You all know right where that is. Hang on a minute. I got the Bible pages are falling out. I got to get this fixed. It comes before Haggai. I know that. All right. Hang in there. There it is. In Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 9, beautiful passage of scripture, it says, "For then I will turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent." The Sansino commentary, Eric likes Sansino, says one shoulder. It's a metaphor. You know, several animals laboring together. When they're joined with a single yoke, they work so efficiently. The nations will unite in worshiping God. What will that language be? Well, some today would say it's going to be Hebrew, right? You know, it's interesting. Do you know that Jesus, the anointed one, the Christ, spoke more Aramaic than he did Hebrew, but yet some hang up on his name with the Hebrew? And that's their choice. I'm not making fun of them, but I do not believe the pure language is going to be Hebrew. I don't think it's going to be any of the languages we know. I pray it's not German, but that's only because German is a little harsh to me. Some people love it. I pray it's not Italian because they slur their romantic words together. Buona sera. You know, prego, prego, prego. It's kind of nice, but hard to talk to people sometimes when they're speaking that language to an English ear anyway. And so we look forward to that time. And Zephaniah talks about that. Then we have Haggai, which Haggai, Zechariah, 520 BC. Zechariah, as we know, was the building of the temple. We're all very familiar with that. Some parts of the minor prophets are used in messages more often. Sadly, I think it's important to take the whole bag, the whole, you know, putting them all together. just like the Bible, you can pick and choose certain things. And it's important to take the whole package together. And then Malachi, the last book in the Not-So-Minor Prophets, 450 to 430 BC, God still loves Israel. Remember the law and do what? Repent. And what's interesting, all of these books, again, with this overview, all of these 12 have an overriding theme. They end up giving hope, not just gloom and doom. And so, boy, some of you are popping in and out. It must be bad connections. When I have to administer as well as teach, it's popping in and out. It's like making some popcorn watching it.
Hey, Scott, it might be Joe going through the mountains.
No, it's not Joe. Joe's been gone for a while.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I know we're a little bit early. What do you guys think about? I'm just asking. There's no right or wrong answer. Would you guys like me to make up some exams? Would you prefer I don't? I will tell you this, if you have to connect a half hour late or so, every time it's going to be difficult to grasp everything unless you go back and listen to the recordings, which of course you can. But it might be helpful. It's up to you. If you don't want to, we don't have to. But it's more work for me, but I don't mind doing it as we go through, because we'll go through in much minor detail, no pun intended, no major detail of the minor prophets when we go through each book. Also wanted to ask if there's anybody on here that feels really froggy for June 11th that would like to go through counting 50, how we get to the day of Pentecost. Anybody want to tackle that, explain that, and teach that one for that Bible basics, male or female? You don't have to just be a man. Okay. All right. I'll take that as no volunteers yet. Okay, any questions?
I volunteer Joe. He's not on.
Yeah. Joe's already got a full plate. He's helping by speaking once a month, and he's got quite a bit going on. Otherwise, I'd rattle his cage. But Eric and Joe are helping me in speaking once a month, and that's got them covered, as we say, pretty well. Okay, any questions or comments? That's the quickest overview I've ever given in the history of the Minor Prophets, but anybody ever have anything from the Minor Prophets, any book specific that stuck with you over the years that's been very helpful?
Hey, Gail, you know this book? Didn't I send that to you? Yeah. You're muted. Yeah.
I have it.
Yeah, page 12 has all that information on the minor prophets.
Oh, great.
Yeah. What I just gave is all on there?
Yeah, basically it gives basically the same, not huh, the that... dates are different.
Yeah.
And the reason, you know, what the book was about is different, but it's basically the same thing. It does all the books of the Bible, actually.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of material out there with stuff all over the map. Some of it's good. Some of it, take it or leave it, but depends on what you like. So I did not look at that. So I wasn't aware Gail even had that book. So I got enough books in my library that I guess I should look and see what she's got. But I get in the mail, I should show you this. I'm just going to show you this. You guys will, picture's worth a thousand words. I don't know if you can see from there. Can you see this stack of books right here? Can you all see that? Okay. That's just what comes in the mail from various people that you've got to read this book. And some of them I haven't opened because I don't have time to go through it all. I feel really bad. But, and I've got a lot, just books and books and books that come through. And I open them like this one I opened to look at. It's the Septuagint, what it is and why it matters. There you go. But I get these books from people. I don't, some of them I know, sometimes I've never met them. And so I keep trying to give away books to lessen my library, take the weight off the room, and more keep coming in. So I was talking with Randy Stiver yesterday up in Brookings, South Dakota, and we were kind of laughing because he said, over the years, he said he's probably gotten close to 100 books from just random people that, and sometimes they're books on what I need for me personally, and those are kind of humorous. I'm not saying that they're all wrong. Some of them are helpful. But this one I got one time, which has nothing to do with this book. Bear with me. Don't read into what I'm about to show you, but this was a book somebody gave me. The Mind of Adolf Hitler. It's a secret. It's by Walter Langer, The Secret Wartime Report. But it's like, I really don't want to know too much of how Adolf Hitler thought. So, but hey, different strokes for different folks. But okay, any thoughts or comments? Anybody have any verses in the Minor Prophets that really resonate with you over the years that you really will go back to and like to read, or maybe any book, any comments? Just curious.
I have a favorite.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Barbara.
Hi there. The background screen on my cell phone is a picture that I took at the Feast of Tabernacles on Myrtle Beach when a sunrise. And then I fixed a little widget that says, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." And under that, I have Habakkuk 2:14 and Isaiah 11:9, because they both say the same thing. But that's probably my favorite verse, because when you look out over the ocean, and as far as the eye can see is water. I mean, you can't see any land. It's just water, water, water. And for the Bible to tell you, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea," that just warms my heart.
Amen. Wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Barbara. That's what I was looking for. We so need that, don't we? I think we're all on the same page with that. That's going to be an awesome time.
So what were those chapters again, Barbara?
Isaiah 11:9 and Habakkuk 2:14. I will try to see if I can get... Actually, it's that picture. anyway, that's actually the picture that I have on my phone screen. And then in the middle of it, right in here, I have the Bible verse. So that's just my favorite.
Nice.
I have a favorite minor prophet scripture, I guess.
Sure.
It's Micah 6:8.
Yep. Yep.
One of those often repeated ones.
Mm-hmm.
He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but Amen. To do justly, to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Amen. That's what God wants. That's the essence.
Gail, and we, the choir here sang a really nice piece around that verse. I can't remember the title of it, but it was a very moving song that we sang on that verse a couple years ago.
Yep. The essence of what God wants us to do with our attitude-wise and our heart and mind, absolutely. And what you're going to find as we go through each one of the minor prophets, again, yeah, there's correction, there's warning, but overall, there's this huge focus on giving us hope. And as you know, hope deferred makes the heart sick. It's part of the reason our nation, this world, is becoming like it is. Because it's losing hope. If it ever had any, some of the folks. But they're realizing that physical possessions do not give you hope. So, we look to the future for sure. Thanks, Gail. And thank you, Barbara. And thank you, Eric. Anybody else? What I'd also like you to do is to write down, as we go through these books, any scriptures in the minor prophets that you've never been able to figure out that just don't make sense. And what you'll find is most of us will say, yeah, we haven't figured it out either. And I'll say, I don't know. But if I do know, or think that I know and can prove that from scripture, not just conjecture or my own made up mind, then we will discuss that and talk about it. And I definitely would like you before next time to read the book of Hosea and go through that. And well, let me see. I'm trying to see. There's at least go through, because there's 14 chapters. At least go through maybe the first four or five if you can, and then you'll have a little idea what we're talking about. What's interesting with Israel, the problems of Israel as a nation continue as a theme throughout the minor prophets. There's seven different things. There's the lack of knowledge. There's pride, instability, worldliness, corruption, backsliding, and idolatry. We see all that going on today in this nation. Okay, well, that's a very quick overview. Again, we'll try to get this posted so you can go back through. And hopefully this will be beneficial.
I have a scripture.
Yes, please, Nada.
It's Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because they reject it, not just because they don't know it, but because they reject it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I, many years ago, it had just stuck out to me that it's not because they don't know it, it's because they rejected it, and that's why they're destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Thanks, Donna.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, well, let's remember to pray for Bill Garrett that he can, I guess, find an antibiotic that he's not allergic to. So maybe we should pray Bill can get an MD to look at him instead of a practitioner that maybe have a little bit more expertise with medication. I don't know. Just thinking. Maybe that has nothing to do with it, but maybe it does. I don't know. But it's
And
no.
the ones who are on the road for 2 more days.
What's that?
And pray for my parents who are on the road for 2 more days.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
I have an appointment with the ENT on Thursday. So.
Okay. Ear, nose, and throat. Well, and they some of them they get the eye in there too, so. Okay, who would like to, without looking, who would like to, I'll help you if you get stuck, would like to rattle off the 12 minor prophets in order. Here's a little, just threw a little quiz at you. Anybody want to tackle that?
I'll try it if no one else wants to.
No one else wants to.
I close my Bible up so I can't cheat and I turn my program off so I can't cheat. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah,
Jonah,
Jonah, Michael,
Micah.
no, Micah, Nahum, Zephaniah, Habakkuk, no, Nahum, Haggai, Zephaniah, Habakkuk, Zechariah, Malachi.
You got close. We'll give you an E for effort and an 85% there.
Used to know them all, but I
Yeah.
haven't looked at those recently.
Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. You got them out of order, but that was good, Gail. That's good. Going through to memorize the book of the books of the Bible as we all get older is not easy. But Mark Graham, I mentioned this Sabbath, has a song. It's called what, Gail, again?
The table of contents.
Table of Contents. You can Google it. Table of Contents, Mark Graham.
Actually, I might be able to.
Play
I
it.
might know where it is. Oh, I might be able to play it. Just wait. I have to
But
find
that's
it.
what we taught our, that's how we taught our kids the books of the Bible. And if you can do something related to a song and put it to music, you'll remember it better.
Children.
I used to be able to recite the books of the Bible backwards. I
Well,
can't do that.
so let's
He's
try
got
that.
both. I've
Let's
done it.
try that with the minor prophets. We go Malachi,
Zechariah,
Haggai,
Haggai, Zephaniah,
Habakkuk,
Habakkuk, Nahum,
Micah,
Micah,
Jonah,
Obadiah,
Amos,
Obadiah,
Obadiah,
Amos, Joel,
Joel, and
Hosea.
Hosea.
Good.
I
Well, there's the, huh?
when I
Okay.
was in college, I learned a acronym. I learned a
Sorry.
saying for myself to learn all of those, and it worked really well. But
Do
at least it,
share. Do share.
I know you're going to laugh.
No, I won't.
I called it Howard Johnson's and Orange Juice Makes Nice Huzzy Huzzy Milk. And so it helped me to know which ones. Hey, it's the first time I had to learn something like
That's
that.
really good. Kathy, that's do it again. Howard Johnson.
And orange juice
Yeah.
make nice, huzzy, huzzy, because it's HZ, HZ, huzzy, huzzy milk.
I have
Good.
the table of contents song here if you would like to play, listen to
Go
it.
ahead. Let's play
30
it. Well,
minutes
let's
or
see if
something.
everybody can hear it. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Genesis, Exodus,
Leviticus, Numbers,
Deuteronomy,
can't hear it.
Joshua, Judges, First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, First and Second Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Psalms and Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes.
All right, we'll stop there because it's broken up real bad, hard to hear. Anyway, you get the gist of it. And when we're done with this series, you'll remember the Minor Prophets, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Well, any other thoughts or comments? And we're going to call it a jolly good show, if you remember Lawrence Welk. All right. Let me see who's on here. Well. Need to find somebody to close. I don't remember who closed last time in prayer. Gail, was it you or Bruce? I don't remember. Might have been Bruce, and he's gone. So.
I think it was Noe.
Ah, that's right. Yep, Noe prayed last time. Okay. All right. Anybody want to volunteer to close in prayer? Eric's volunteering. Either that or he's killing a bug. All right, Mr. Eric the Viking, sir. Actually, I heard you have another nickname. Your brother ratted on you when he was down here. What you were called growing up, but I won't tell everybody. But that makes more sense, especially tonight with what you're wearing. So, yeah. Anyway, Eric, if you would close and remember Bill Garrett and Gail's parents and continue to pray for my mom. And then also, David Staley didn't give me permission, but just pray for David. He's got a rash that he's dealing with that keeps coming back. So,
well, that's a lot. I don't know if I can remember all those.
Well, I can.
And okay. The Hazelton family as well.
And the what?
The Hazeltons. Did you hear what happened?
His
business burned down.
What? When?
His business burned down. Yes. Just today or yesterday.
No.
It burned down.
It's chiropractic business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally gone.
Go for it.
All right. Father, we come to you so thankful that we are able to come together in the middle of the week to study your word. We're definitely looking forward to learning more about the Minor Prophets and getting into the message, Father, that you sent through these dedicated men to your people, to Israel and Judah. We're thankful for this time that we can be here, for the technology we have before us. Father, we pray you'll continue to be with those who aren't here with us and some that are here. We have Bill Garrett who needs to have some help with his medications. We pray you'll be with him. We pray you'll continue to be with Jo Ellen and help her with her healing process. Be with Harry and Lorna as they continue to travel. We pray that things will go smoothly for them. And also we pray that you'll be with Paul Ingram and help him as he continues to heal from his accident. And Father, we ask you to be with the Hazelton family as well, Father, as they go through some shock and loss in their lives. We know that everybody is okay, but it's just material things that need to be worked on and replaced. So we pray you'll be with them, help everything to go smoothly with everything that's happening with Faith as well. And we just ask you to guide and direct all for them. And we just, again, thank you. We thank you we can be here and pray you'll guide and direct us and keep us safe through the rest of this coming week. And ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.